Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
As we do this for your Friday.
Oh, that was terrible.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about something totally else.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about Christmas Day a couple of years ago when I got emotional.
What happened?
My child was singing a song a cappella and me and a bloke just lost our minds.
No.
We were just sobbing up the back of the room.
It was very sweet.
It was pretty awkward.
For everybody else.
Just a big, fat, that's drunk crying. Marty.
What's going on with Marty?
What's wrong with Marty? I thought today was a good day.
He's been triggered
by all the awful Christmases. Top six at six. It's just the headlines. Get you through the day.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one, Victoria Health Authorities accused of scaremongering about COVID-19 variants after false positives emerge.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're scaremongering.
I think they're doing what they think is best.
Oh, totally they are.
There's some emotive language, though.
There certainly is.
Absolute beast, I think, was something bandied around.
Yes, yes. This one just is getting a bit exhausting now, isn't it?
It's very boring.
It's really boring. It is. And
frustrating.
Frustrating. And the roads look busy, like... I don't know if everyone is staying at home who's supposed to stay at home.
Yeah, the roads are definitely busier than the last lockdown.
Absolutely. Number two, the Northern Territory joins race for new team license to be based out of Darwin. Was that AFL, Will?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I missed that one.
I've
got to reply. We had so many messages. I have to reply to them.
I could answer
it
that.
Is AFL
that's a
related,
yes.
Yes, big footy.
The NT want the 19th license.
Well, that'd be better than North going down to Tassie, wouldn't it?
Tassie wants a license as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We went through that with Nick Revolt the last time he was in.
He'll be later on this morning, by the way.
He certainly will. Number three, Australian world number one, Ash Barty, knocked out in second round after retiring injured.
Yeah.
Ash. She looked hurt.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. Problem hip, I believe.
She had a medical timeout with a hip injury in the first round.
Yes.
And I assume that's what took her out of this one.
It looks like that hamstring up high is taped as well.
She's had that taped up for a while.
Right. Yeah. Well, she wouldn't be pulling out unless she had to. She's an Aussie.
No.
Number four, Aldi Australia introduces self-service checkouts in trial at Darlinghurst store.
That's big for Aldi.
That is.
Isn't it? I just assumed they would have had them.
No, they always have their people sitting on a chair.
Mm.
You have to put it on the conveyor belt, obviously.
Mm.
They just lob it through.
And you got to pay,
please. And then you pack it into bags at the end.
Right. Yeah. So all they do is put it through the scanner.
Yeah. So self-service makes a lot of sense for Aldi. Apart from people's jobs.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I mean, it's just cutting the fat out of the business. Darlinghurst. No, thank you.
I like Darlinghurst.
Darling, it hurts to be down Darlinghurst tonight. Number five, director of the new Jackass movie has been granted a temporary restraining order against Bam Margera over threatening messages.
Oh,
we might get to go through that later
if we've got time. Number six, organisers of the Tokyo Olympics say the event is 100% certain to go ahead.
What?
Even though nobody wants it to.
And their hospitals are full of people suffering from COVID.
Jeez, that's a big hub, isn't it?
What about the first athlete
at the village that gets it?
Oh, yeah, I know that then it's done.
Oh. It's going to be a balls up.
No, I reckon it will.
I hope Bruce doesn't go. Bruce isn't going, is he?
I reckon he'll just call it off a screen in Adelaide.
Yeah. I think that's been announced that he's going to be calling it from the screen.
I don't want Bruce over there.
No, I don't think he's going.
Not our Bruce.
Not Bruce.
No.
I don't mind if Brayshaw or one of those boys goes.
I want Bruce in a literal bubble.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, he's
going to
be the bubble Bruce. What's
on the back page? For KO, Sport Lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you are new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Do it this weekend as lockdown continues.
It's a free trial.
It's a free trial.
Why wouldn't you do
it? Yeah. Sticking around. It's going to be a wet weekend, actually, so perfect to put KO on.
I'll tell you what happens after the 14-day free trial.
What happens?
You start paying for it because it's that good.
It's very affordable, though.
It is. Oh, yeah.
If you haven't had your free trial by now, what are you doing?
I was thinking that.
Don't muck around.
Silly.
Get on board with KO.
Get on board with KO, and thank you to KO for being involved.
Hello, Will.
Hello, Troy. We've got Lauren and Matt and Marty.
You don't
Hello,
need to see
Alex.
You don't have to talk about
clearly, get offended.
Clearly not something you enjoy.
We told you were offended. Now you've
okay.
You've redeemed yourself.
Yeah. I've relinquished myself. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got?
Ash Barty leaving the French Open.
That's a big call.
I know. We'll cover this off quickly. So, top seed, number one in the world, obviously. She said it was heartbreaking to retire injured midway through the second set of her second round match against Magda Linette.
Does she enjoy the clay? Ash?
Yeah, well, she won the French Open. She's the reigning champ.
All right, you don't have to share.
2019. No, she does enjoy the clay. And she's had a very good clay season up until this point. So
I would enjoy the clay if I was a pro tennis player. Yeah,
sliding around?
Just the ball slowing down a bit, giving you time to work it and really apply your craft.
It seems like something that if you've grown up playing on it, you really benefit from playing on the clay.
Nadal,
13 titles.
Unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. So unfortunately for Ash, that's the end of her clay season. Also for the other Aussies. So we had four Aussies in
action overnight.
Astra Sharma was beaten in straight sets and Alex de Minaur and James Duckworth both lost in four. So the Australian contingent at the French Open is wrapped up.
Oh, jeez. Astra Sharma, I don't know anything about.
She's quite young. Her. Yeah, she's an up-and-cover. But the other news from the French Open is two players from the same doubles team have been isolated and removed from the tournament as a result of a positive COVID test.
Mm.
So it looks like the French Open bubble has been burst.
Mm.
It hasn't been released which doubles team that is.
But it's obvious because one of them's pulled out.
I think two teams have pulled out. So
right, okay.
Perhaps there's more COVID tests. We don't know.
I think they were the top seeds, weren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were from the article that I read.
Yeah, but it hasn't been confirmed which team it was.
I just confirmed it, mate.
But you don't know if they have COVID.
No, I do.
Okay.
My man on the ground, Tom Brown, told me.
Is he over there? How's he doing the podcast?
He's a very talented guy, Tom.
Shyla Heal. She's the daughter of Aussie basketball legend Shane Heal.
Yeah, I don't know if this is bad or good.
Yeah, it sort of captures the
brutal nature. Because I don't understand the WNBA.
No. American sports are quite savage in the nature.
So they punted her when she was at the airport waiting to go interstate with the team to play.
Yep. So she was cut by the Chicago Sky, as you said, while she was at the airport preparing for her first road trip.
Oh, God. She's only 19.
Yeah, 19-year-old. And in the process, she was traded to Dallas Wings, who then waived her.
And then, said, we don't want her.
So in the space of a few hours,
but the Chicago team had lost five in a row.
Yeah.
She'd had very little court time.
Yeah.
So they were looking for a bit more experience.
But it was only 6 weeks after Chicago had selected her in the draft.
Yeah, 2021 but I think draft. Chicago realised that they got the wrong person, not necessarily not a good player, just the wrong fit for the team.
How do you bungle that up, though? They had the eighth pick.
Well, I mean, look at Collingwood. How do you bungle
that's
that
true.
Up?
Man? Speaking of
where
Collingwood.
Where does it end?
The Queen's birthday match.
Puppet master! Who is pulling the strings behind the scenes?
Great question. It's definitely not me.
Will, in your opinion, who is it?
Troy.
I have no idea.
Who is
I don't
it,
know.
Will? Who
Collingwood's
is it?
Match against Melbourne.
Yeah.
They'll need to pull some strings here because it looks like it won't be at the MCG.
Yeah.
Because, of course, lockdown will just be on the cusp of that.
Okay.
As it's been announced.
This is the long weekend.
Yep. And they don't want to play it in front of an empty stadium. Because it's such a marquee game.
Mm.
So buoyed by the success of the Dreamtime game in Perth, which has been sold out.
They're thinking of heading over there.
Well, they're expecting it'll be at Adelaide Oval or the SCG. Yeah. I think Adelaide would be a great call.
Better than the SCG.
Yeah, because the Adelaide public will most likely get around it a bit more.
Well, it's a football town.
Yeah.
You couldn't make an argument that Sydney is.
No. Particularly after that Hawthorn Gold Coast game.
Unbelievable.
Friends
Unbelievable.
And family.
That was a very clear no from Sydney.
Yeah. I think they'll get more to Carlton West Coast.
I don't.
West Coast trio, Oscar Allen, Josh Kennedy and Tim Kelly will all miss the Carlton game. So three big outs for them. Mm. Tonight's teams, the Brisbane Lions welcome back reigning Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal and leadership group member Ryan Lester.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the Demons will miss Ed Langdon, forced out of the side with injury. Massive game tonight.
Huge.
Get your KO, load it up.
Bang.
Crack a bottle of red and enjoy the footy.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.